All right, so kicking off today's deep dive, and we're tackling a document called The Greatest Sin. It's, well, it's about, what the author thinks is the biggest sin, like of all the sins. Pretty heavy, huh? Ready to jump in.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fascinating one for sure. It really makes you kind of rethink things
Yeah.
because it messes with how we normally think about sin, right? Like, is murder worse than lying? That sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And the author actually like includes a visual, a graph, in the document to show how we all tend to like rank sins. Some are worse than others, we think. But then it gets interesting because the author says that whole ranking system is basically like made up.
Yeah, totally, like a human construct. And the document's pretty clear. All sins, they're equal, in God's eyes at least. No sliding scale of badness, so to speak.
Okay, so like if all sins are equal, then how can there be a greatest sin? That's where it gets like really interesting, right? Because the document points to, well, discontentment.
Yeah. Discontentment. It might seem odd at first, but the author, they build a, pretty strong case, connecting it back to, well, think Adam and Eve, right? The
Yeah.
Garden of Eden. Their sin wasn't like murder or stealing, it was eating the fruit, that forbidden fruit. And at the root of that, discontentment, wanting something more than, well, than what God had already given them.
So the author's saying like that wanting more, that discontentment, it was like at the heart of their disobedience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes on from there. The document argues that this idea, this discontentment, it's like the basis of all sin.
So like, okay, let me see if I'm getting this.
Yeah.
We might covet something,
Right.
we don't have, and
Good
that
point.
leads to stealing. Or maybe we're unhappy with the truth, so we lie. And at the root of both of those is like discontentment.
Yeah, that's the core idea, this underlying, dissatisfaction, this wanting something different, something other than what God's given. That's what drives sinful behavior, according to the document. Anyway.
And so even if someone thinks they've been, pretty good, avoided the big sins, the obvious ones, just being like discontent with what God's provided, that itself is a kind of rebellion.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly where this document challenges how we usually think about things. It's not just about like what you do, it's about, what's in your heart, that inner posture, so to speak.
So the author's saying that feeling of discontentment, that not being satisfied, even if we don't like act on it, it's basically rejecting God's grace, rejecting what he's provided.
Yeah. That's a key point. The document saying true contentment, it comes from, well, accepting, appreciating what God gives us, recognizing,
Yeah.
that we're loved, cared for, even with all our imperfections.
This whole thing about discontentment itself being a sin, it's really like got me thinking.
Yeah.
Because I mean, don't we all feel that way
Yeah.
sometimes? Like wanting something we don't have or wishing things were different. It's just like normal, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it kind of gets to the heart of why the author, sees discontentment as such a big deal. The document, it argues that it's not just about, like fleeting feelings. It's about a deeper thing, like the attitude of our heart, like a lack of trust in God's goodness and what he provides.
So it's not so much about never like experiencing those feelings, of wanting something different, but it's more about I guess how we react to them and what those feelings might, show about our relationship with God.
Yeah, exactly. The document, it even goes so far as to say that discontentment, it comes from a sense of like entitlement, like we deserve more than what God's given us. And that's where it becomes like a rejection of his grace.
Yeah.
Like we're saying, God, what you've done, what you've given me, it's not enough. Exactly. Right. And the document, it contrasts that attitude, the discontentment with gratitude. It suggests that, that gratitude, having a grateful spirit, that can be like a powerful antidote to those feelings of, well, dissatisfaction.
So like instead of focusing on what we don't have, we try to, appreciate what we do have.
Right. Yeah, because when we, when we start to focus on the good things, even the small things, it changes our perspective. It
Yeah.
lets us see like God working even when things are, tough.
Like choosing to see the glass half full
Yeah.
instead of, half empty.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And the document's really clear that gratitude isn't about, pretending everything's perfect. It's about seeing the good stuff, the blessings, even when things are, difficult, rough.
But isn't there like a difference between, just feeling kind of dissatisfied for a minute and like having this deep, deep resentment. Does the document talk about that?
Yeah, it does. The author, he gets that, everyone feels dissatisfied sometimes. It's like part of being human. But the danger is when those feelings, they take root and they grow into like bitterness or resentment.
So it's about catching those feelings, before that happens.
Yeah.
And choosing to like think differently, focus on the good stuff instead of, getting stuck on the negative.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And the document also talks about surrendering our desires to God, trusting that he knows, what's best, even when we don't get it.
So letting go of that need to control, to have things our way all the time.
Exactly. And that's, that's where faith comes in. We can't always see the big picture, but we can trust that God has a plan, even when it doesn't make sense to us.
It's really interesting, this idea that like real contentment, it comes from seeing and appreciating what God gives us,
Yeah.
It's easy to like get caught up in wanting more, always going after the next thing. And we forget to be thankful for what we have.
It's it's a really important point. And it actually connects to something else the document talks about, this idea that, well, discontentment, it's actually a form of pride.
Pride, huh? How so?
Well, the author, they say that when we're, discontent, we're basically putting our own desires, our own judgments, like above God's, like we're saying we know better than him what's good for us.
So it's not just about like wanting stuff we don't have, but it's about, I guess, putting our own will like ahead of God's will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the real danger is with discontentment. It can lead us down this path where we're, relying on ourselves and ultimately that leads to separation from God.
Did it actually give any like steps, on how to actually overcome this discontentment?
Well, no, not really a step-by-step guide, but there were, some good ideas in there. It talked a lot about acknowledging our discontentment, not trying to like bury it or ignore it.
So like really seeing those feelings
of
wanting more,
of
not being satisfied.
Right, because a lot of times discontentment, it kind of works under the surface. So we might not even realize, how much it's affecting us, our thoughts, our actions.
And so once we see it, then what?
Well, that's where gratitude comes in. The document, it really highlights gratitude as the key to finding contentment.
So like actively being thankful for what we have, even with all the hard stuff, the imperfections of life.
Exactly. Yeah. And that change in perspective, it can be really powerful. It doesn't mean, ignoring the bad stuff or pretending everything's perfect. It's about choosing to see the good, to recognize the blessings, even when, when things are tough.
It's like that saying, gratitude turns what we have into enough.
Yes, that's exactly. And that feeling of enoughness, that's where contentment, real contentment, that's where it starts.
Wow. This deep dive, it's really given me a lot to think about, this whole idea of discontentment being the greatest sin. It's a tough one, but it also feels like really important, really relevant to how we live now,
Yeah, I agree. I think the big takeaway here is that, we're all invited to look at our own hearts, to see where that discontentment might be, mm-hmm. might be holding us back from experiencing real peace, real fulfillment.
So to our listener, we leave you with this. What if contentment, what if it's not about, getting everything we want? What if it's about appreciating everything we've already been given? What if it's not like a destination, but a practice, a choice we make every day? Maybe that's where we find real freedom and real joy.